at the Eagles' 2014 opponents and their busy off seasons. We go to Tennessee, the Tennessee Titans. Jim Wyatt of the Tennessean joins us. And Jim, obviously a changing of the guard in Tennessee this offseason. Out is Mike Munchak, in is Ken Wisenhunt. What are the biggest changes organizationally with that switch at the top?
The biggest is going to be going from a defense that's been a 4-3 primarily since they've been in Tennessee to more of a 3-4 hybrid defense under Ray Horton. And they've kind of built the personnel to do that. But it should be a different feel in Nashville and certainly a different look from the Titans on the field this fall.
Who are the players on that defense as they make the transition from 4-3 to 3-4? Who are the difference makers to watch?
Well, some of the guys that they've added, I mean, Wesley Woodyard, the linebacker from the Broncos, you know, Sean Phillips, you know, longtime San Diego Charger, who's now, who finished last season with the Broncos as well. Those are a couple of big moves. They signed Al Woods, a big nose tackle who can bounce, play some outside on the defensive line. You know, those are some of the guys on defense. You know, I think offensively, you know, Dexter McCluster, they want him to be more of a playmaker to make up for the absence of Chris Johnson.
And with that uncertainty at the running back position, of course, all eyes on Jake Locker at quarterback. How does he fit with Ken Wisenhunt? And is this really a make-or-break year for him?
Well, it definitely is because it's the last year of his contract. I mean, he's got the fifth-year option, you know, that all these guys in that 2011 draft class have, but they're not going to pick that up. I mean, it would cost $13 million, and you're not going to pay that to a guy who's missed, you know, 14 of a potential 32 starts over the last couple of years and just came out of a walking boot a couple of weeks ago, you know, just, you know, several months removed from another surgery. So this is definitely a make or break year, no matter, you know, whether the team or Jake Locker wants to admit it or not. And if he, you know, if he fails during, you know, this season, then he won't be back in 2015. If he is successful and makes that next step like they think he still will, then they'll try to sign him to an extension. But he has a lot to prove, and they're going to give him a chance to do that. You know, with that said, you know, they're in a position, it's another position in the draft where I think they have to address it and have to start thinking about the future.
And the Titans do have the 11th overall pick in the first round, Jim. Sounds like there's really a lot of options on the table for them, a lot of positions they could address. Do you have any sense of what they might do at 11?
This year they could go a number of directions, and it's really going to be best player available at one of their needs. And I'm not saying they don't have needs, because they do have needs, and I mentioned some of them. You know, at quarterback and running back. I still think they need a pass rusher, but it's just going to be whatever they think the best guy is there. I mean, I think that Anthony Barr is a good fit for him, because even though they did make some moves to address the pass rush, you know, Phillips is going to be 33 next month. You know, Wembley, you know, granted, he's a better fit in the 4-3-4. He wasn't exactly, he hasn't really knocked anybody's socks off since he's been here. So they still have a need at defensive, at linebacker, you know, defensive end in a hybrid defense, and I think a guy like Barr would fit him well. And his old defensive coordinator, Luke Spanos, is now the Titans. You know, his defensive coordinator from UCLA last year is now the Titans linebackers coach, in Luke Spanos. So they've got some familiarity with Anthony Barr there as well. So I've seen him pick there in a lot of mock drafts, and it makes a lot of sense to me. The question is whether he's going to be around or not.
All right, well, a new era in Tennessee with the Titans. Jim Wyatt has it covered better than anybody else. Thanks so much for breaking it down for us, Jim.